listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the US Report.
Well, Joe Biden has met with Anthony Albanese for the first time while in Tokyo. And look, our resident body language expert, Harley Carnes, is on the line from the United States of America. Harley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. I would imagine that Joe Biden is feeling a little bit wistful because he was a little self-deprecating when he met Anthony Albanese, and because there he was, you know, on a plane to Tokyo right after winning the election. You get sworn in, say, see you, got to go, be right back later. And it's amazing to him, you know, because they were there, and Biden had a funny moment there. He said, I welcome you to our first quad meeting. Like I said, you got sworn in, got on a plane, and if you fall asleep while you're here, it's okay, because I don't know how you're doing it. I mean, and that's a good point. You know, he didn't know how he was doing it. Of course, you know, President Biden very famously fell asleep during the climate summit in Glasgow last year. Anyway, so, you know, it was kind of a nice moment. And a nice way to say, you know, welcome from, you know, one liberal to the other.
Yeah, well, they don't call him Sleepy Joe for nothing. Now, why is everyone called Josh getting together in Nebraska?
I thought this was so cute. A couple hundred people went to Nebraska so they could fight. They were all named Josh. This is called the Josh Fight. It started as an online joke. Josh Swain in Tucson, Arizona, sent out a tweet challenging anyone who shared his name to fight over it. And he put in some random map coordinates, which turned out to be in Lincoln, Nebraska. So people showed up and they brought their pool noodles with them and headed to a Nebraska park so they could battle it out to see who could best defend his title as the number one Josh. They even wore costumes. They had masks, animal suits, football helmets. These combatants were young. The winning Josh is age 5. His name is Josh Vinson Jr. He was last year's champion. He continues to hold the title. He managed to beat Josh Memphis Fulmar, his number one competitor, age 4. And in the doing, and I thought the best part of it, of course, is that they raised nearly $21,000 for Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha, and the owners of the Josh Sellers wine label matched it, said, we'll match whatever you raise. So they raised about $42,000 for a very good cause.
Only it people called cool Josh need apply, Harley. There aren't too many Harleys out there, are there?
Not enough to fill the amphitheater, that's for sure.
You have a good one. We'll put together a gathering of Harley sometime in the future. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Good on you, Harley Carnes in the United States, about a meeting of Josh's. And by the way, someone's pointed out that there are now more Andrews in the House of Representatives than there are liberal women. The number of coalition women in the House of Representatives will drop to 10. And out of those, just 8 will be Liberal MPs, female Liberals. This is based on current projections. So they are Melissa Price, Susan Lee, Zoe McKenzie, Nola Marino, Jenny Ware, Melissa McIntosh, Karen Andrews, and Angie Bell. So there'll be 8 Liberal female MPs in the House of Representatives. But you're going to have... Well, look at all the Andrews. Andrew Charlton, Andrew G, Andrew Giles, Andrew Hastie, Andrew Lee, Andrew Wallace, Andrew Wilcox, Andrew Wilkie. And then with Andrew Constance, well, that makes 9. So more blokes called Andrew in the House of Representatives than female Liberal MPs.